should be consistent with its name and primary jurisdiction. You know, we're the Committee of Government Efficiency, Reform, Transparency, and Honesty. Now, it's officially Government Reform and Oversight, but if you really look at it, there's no other committee who, instead of allocating money or figuring out which programs get funded, actually looks at the effectiveness of government. We're the whistleblower committee. For better or worse, every IG and every person who sees something wrong in government, something inconsistent with the best interests of the taxpayers, by definition looks at our committee. So I think that's got to be the primary focus of the committee. You know, we're not the old postal committee anymore. We really do look at all aspects of government to find out whether or not they're living up to the standards that these taxpayers certainly would hope for.
And Congressman Issa, I neglected to congratulate you on your win and winning your seat in Congress, so let me extend those congratulations as well.
Well, I appreciate it. In California, we still have one undecided, so we don't know whether we did okay or lost a seat. That's true in a couple of states. But, you know, this was a historic election, and even though I'm in the non-prevailing party, I certainly think that we should take a moment to note that had the Republican nominee, the gentleman that I endorsed, John McCain, won, it would have been an election. Barack Obama represents a real potential change in American thinking and global thinking. It also is an opportunity for somebody who's very young, who doesn't have preset ideas about federal or state government, but has enough experience to know that it doesn't serve the people as well as it should on a dollar cost basis, so to speak. You know, to see if he won't engage the Congress in real reforms, deep reforms, the kinds that can save hundreds of billions of dollars, and particularly when you look at some of the legacy programs that seem to go on from one president to the other because they have a base of their own.
Now, should you be the ranking member on government oversight and reform, you would be with a chair who has quite a broad agenda, maybe an agenda that goes further than the incoming President-elect Barack Obama has. And how would you have any ability whatsoever to temper, let's say, what might some might see as the excesses of the chair of that committee?
Well, you know, it's I don't know whether to wish for the best for the chairman. As you know, Henry Waxman would like to be the chair of Energy and Commerce,
right,
and he's running for that. But should he fall short, I'm hoping to make life so pleasant for him when he does genuine oversight and reform of government structures and quite frankly, continue to remind him that the American people don't just want to know about steroids in baseball. And, you know, I think this hedge fund hearing today is, although interesting and informative, is a good example of, you know, reading the headlines and then having it. You know, some of the questions that are going to be asked are, did hedge funds contribute to Lehman Brothers' failure, you know, through short selling? Well, that's wonderful, but it's very much outside the purview of the committee, and it's great for the headlines. The question is this something this committee should do, or should we genuinely leave it to financial services unless they tell us that they don't have the bandwidth to look into it?
Well, Congressman Issa, you have some strong support in your bid to become the ranking member of that committee. I understand that Congressman Tom Davis has sent a letter of support for that position for you.
Tom has, along with Dan Burton, the former chairman, and John Mica, the chairman or the ranking member of transportation. So they all serve with me on the committee. It's been many years now of working together, and I'm very happy that they're looking to reach deeper than the top row, because all of you know, John Mica could have come over and claimed that. A number of other people, Mark Sauter, quite a few others, could have said, I want to run, but instead they've endorsed me.
And Congressman Issa, what's your view of how the Congress is dealing with this whole financial rescue package? I mean, there's been a big change in strategy of the administration now in how they're dealing with it. Do you think they're on the right course now, and do you think there's any further legislative action that might be needed?
Well, there will be undoubtedly more legislative action. We have a real right as a body to say, you know, we gave you $350 with $350 that had to be reconsidered. You didn't use, and it appears as though you won't use one penny of the first $350 billion. in the way that was the primary, I won't say intent, but it was what the administration came to us as a justification for such hurried legislation. And so, although I voted against the bailout both times and thought it was ill-conceived, I think those who voted for and those who voted against are going to say, wait a second here, you told us you needed it immediately, that you couldn't wait another day because these derivative products were so toxic that they had to be bought up and gotten out of the market. Well, the toxicity hasn't changed, has it? Because they haven't bought one penny of them. And I think that's going to be what Paulson and others are going to have to answer. You know, I look forward to working with Dennis Kucinich. We're going to hold a hearing that on that subject before we go dark during the lame duck session.
And it's interesting, and we're talking this morning to Congressman Daryl Issa from California, who may become the ranking member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, of great interest to all the federal employees and contractors that are listening today. But talking about the economic issues, clearly that's going to be a major focus for President-elect Obama when he comes back into office. And with Republicans losing seats in this upcoming, you know, congressional session, what do you think the Republican role will be in is formulating, you know, economic policy going forward?
Well, you know, a president of the United States is not a prime minister. He doesn't belong to the party from which he comes only. So this is a decision for President Obama. If he acts like a prime minister and basically says, look, my loyalty is to my party and be damned with the loyal opposition, then we'll have to be the loyal opposition. On the other hand, if he keeps his campaign promises and says that he's going to work across the aisle, and particularly on issues such as the teachers union, which he has said that, you know, he believes in merit pay, he believes that there need to be real reforms in that portion of government employment, then that's going to start a dialogue in which Republicans are going to say, of course, without per se taking on the unions, we do want to take on the idea that everyone gets paid the same, even if somebody shows themselves to be a specially good worker. So those kinds of things, and as you know, that translates directly into the federal workforce, where pay for performance is something that Republicans tend to believe in. Mr. Waxman and others seem not to. So there's an opportunity, there's a great opportunity. It crosses into all aspects of the federal workforce, and I think that's the tip of the iceberg if President Obama wants it to be a bipartisan presidency.
And in your view, is that the biggest priority for Congress this year, to straighten out the economic problems, or are there other things on your agenda that you really feel need to be pushed forward, for instance, energy policy?
Well, I do believe energy policy, just because temporarily oil goes back down doesn't mean we should go asleep. You know, during the crisis, perceived crisis or actual crisis in energy, every long-term solution, you know, the 5 and 10 year, including nuclear, to be honest, everything in the way of electrical infrastructure is 5 or more years. Every one of them was poo-pooed as it's not going to do it now. The only thing we can do is save. Well, we're past the crisis. Fuel prices have gone back down. This is when we need to say, well, how about those 5 and 10 year solutions? If we work on them now, we won't have the next crisis. And I think that's something that a young president like Barack Obama should recognize, should reach across the aisle, because in many cases he's not going to get enough support from the Democrat side of the aisle to move these agendas. There are many pro-energy Democrats, but there aren't enough, even with their large majority, to move that agenda. So that's where I think Republicans willing to work with the president will have a meaningful role.
Just switching gears real quickly before we let you go, with Tom Davis, you know, leaving the committee, leaving Congress, Jerry Connolly is a Democrat that has replaced him in the Virginia 11th District, and he is not on that committee. He's not on the committee with you, and yet that committee deals with a lot of federal employment issues. Would you support getting Jerry Connolly on there so that someone you could work with who has maybe the same kind of bent as Tom Davis
did? Oh, absolutely.
When it comes to federal employment issues.
You know, Tom proved that that people who represent so much of the workforce need to be represented, and although Eleanor Holmes Norton is on as a delegate, you know, she is Washington, D.C. centric, and so Northern Virginia needs to have that representation. Whether he stays on past the first couple of years, you know, many members move on to what they call A committees, but certainly to have that 2, 4, 6 years of understanding the role and the value at a minimum, I'm going to urge strongly, and I think Tom is going to reach out for the same reason, to suggest that at least the first 2 years, when he's not going to be given, you know, the appropriations chairmanship, so to speak, that this is definitely a committee that needs to be one of his 2 or 3 committees.
Well, Congressman Issa, we thank you so much for joining us. With the support of Congressman Davis and Congressman Mica, are you a slam dunk for the ranking member of government oversight?
Well, you know, the one way not to be a slam dunk is to claim that you are.
That's true.
You know, I've worked hard. I've worked with many of the Democrats, including Congressman Kucinich, and I have their respect. I've worked with and rallied the Republicans when sometimes we disagreed with Chairman Waxman, and I think I've earned their fair consideration. But I won't prejudge our steering committee. They may not see it the same. But you know, Tom Davis, having been such an exemplary chairman and then ranking member, goes a long way, and I think that's going to carry the day. Not necessarily because of all my work, but because of all his good work.